Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to
Healing Light Radio Show.
Welcome to the Healing Light Radio Show with your host, Reverend Stan. We will be teaching about the Word of God and teaching about the power of the Holy Spirit. I hope you enjoy this broadcast.
Welcome to the Healing Light Radio Show. I want to thank Jacob Phillips. I don't know why I said that, but Jacob Phillips for being here today. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Go right into a song. Here we go.
He's a solution.
Jesus is a solution. Chuck McDonald, folks, that was an awesome song there, Jacob.
Yeah, that was pretty rocking, dude. It kind of had that 70s twang to it. That's what I was thinking anyway. It was pretty jamming, dude.
Yeah, it was his new CD, Resolution, and we're actually trying to play some different stuff this week. You're going to hear some R&B from Eve 8 Nation this week. You go on Facebook and look up E8 Nation, and you'll be able to find their group and all that. Ran into them at the Power and Love Conference and got to go on the street, pray for the sick. Awesome things happening there. But today is going to be an awesome show. We're going to be talking about examining yourself. If you examine yourself, you don't have as much problems. If you never pay attention to what's going on, that's when you have the problems. What do you think about that, Jacob?
Well, I think, you know, the Bible talks about purging yourself, and we need to do that. You know, there's a scripture that talks about pulling the plank out of your own eye before you remove the speck out of your brother's. And so, you know, while there's nothing wrong with speaking the truth in love to your neighbor, there is something to be said for cleaning your own house.
Praise God. I mean, there's all type of things there. And I know, I was going to start talking about how Paul dealt with, in the Corinthians, in that church, they had, a lot of stuff going on there and really, a lot of, people having affairs and all that stuff. And Paul actually said he saw it in the spirit. He saw these things in the spirit. The Holy Spirit took him there, I guess, supernaturally to what was going on and said, I've already judged you. You know, you hear people say, don't judge me. I'm in the church. But you do the body of Christ, your brothers and sisters. You're supposed to go in front of them. What do you got to say about that? What does it say about that in the Bible, man?
Well, there's one scripture that does come to my mind. It's Isaiah. Isaiah 9:6-7. I may not make it to verse 7. It may just be all in verse 6. But it was talking about Jesus. It was a prophecy of Jesus, and it said that he would destroy the wicked with the breath of his lips. But it also talked about him judgment and righteousness. And the judgment and righteousness was raising the dead, healing the sick, casting out devils, and cleansing lepers. But also, if you check out what Jesus did with the man at the pool of Bethesda, whenever he got healed, Jesus went to him again and said, "Do not sin again, for something else would happen to you." So Jesus had mercy on him, showed him God's love. He healed the man, but then he turned around and gave him some correction. And so he was speaking the truth in love. He said, "Listen, if you do something, don't go sin again, because something worse may happen to you." You know, the dude was lame for years and years and years and years and years, and I'm sitting there going, "What could be worse than that?" Well, if I was that man, I wouldn't have sinned and found out. That doesn't mean the man never sinned again. He was just saying, you know, keep your heart clean. But, there is something to be said, like you were talking about Paul. The man was in Corinthians. The Corinthians was sleeping with his mother-in-law, and there's a scripture that actually talks about bringing the problem. You go to your neighbor, and if he don't listen to you, then you bring somebody else with you next time as a witness. And if they don't listen, then you take the matter before the church.
Yeah, and so
you know where that's at.
Yeah, I'm going to go into 1 Corinthians 5 right now. It is exactly reported that there is sexual immorality amongst you, and such sexual immorality as not even named amongst the Gentiles, that a man has his father's wife, and you are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he who has done this deed might be taken away from amongst you. For I indeed, I as absent in the body, but present in the mind, have already judged as though I were there, him who has so done this deed in the name of your Lord Jesus Christ. When you gather together along with my spirit, with power of the Lord Jesus Christ, deliver such as one to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your glorying is not good. Your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore, purge out of the loaf. What does that mean, Jacob?
Well, you know, whenever he was talking about delivering him over, well, some of the translations say reprobate, you know, turn him over to a reprobate mind. I don't remember what versions those are, but turn him over for the destruction of his soul. It wasn't so that he could be destroyed. Paul was wanting him to be thrown out of the church so that he could go back into the world and experience the world to see how good it was to be in the church. It wasn't anything to harm the man. It was something to help the man realize the error of his ways. And they did eventually let him back in.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What you were talking about earlier, you know, what the Bible says, or not the Bible, but there's a quote, one bad apple spoils the bunch. And that's pretty much what, what you're talking about,
yeah.
Except it's in different language.
Definitely. That,
but they eventually let him back in, but apparently being confronted by the church didn't help anything because they had to expel him for a time.
Yes, and it says, therefore purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, since you're truly are unleavened, for indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, nor the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread, which is sincerity and truth. That's what Paul says about that. And there's a lot of people that tries to do wicked stuff and have affairs and all these weird things, and they try to think it's – they try to glorify it, say, you know, Jesus died for us. We have no sin, so doesn't give you the right to go and do it, does it, Jacob?
No, it don't give you the right. Like they always say, you know, just because you have the grace of God don't mean you have a license. So.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff in what Paul talks about here. And nobody wants to open up Corinthians and read. And then when they open up Corinthians, oh, it doesn't mean me. It's not me. They're taught and they're trying to glorify what they're doing. And even talks about in Corinthians, I'm trying to find it right off. But I'm going to go to this right quick. Corinthians 11, verse 7, talking about examine yourself. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat the bread and drink the cup, for he who eats the drink eats and drinks in the unworthy manner, eats and drinks judgment to himself. If you don't judge yourself, Jesus don't want to judge you. He wants you to judge yourself, then repent and hand this stuff over him. Not for discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick amongst you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And to come together for judgment means that you're actually examining yourself. You're judging your own self, and you're repenting for that stuff. And rest, I will set in order when I come. And you got to understand, Jesus has already died. A lot of people say, well, that's the Old Testament. No, this is 1 Corinthians. Jesus has already died, rose again, or he's sat on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. You know, this is for us. This is for the body of Christ, not for the Old Testament. This is for us. Ain't it, Jacob?
This is for us. And you know, you've heard that there's a scripture that says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, pay, say. You want to purge your own self before you want God to purge you, because if God purges you, it ain't gonna feel good to purge yourself, but it really won't feel good if you let God do it for you.
Yeah, because he might let you roll in the ditch a couple of times until you figure it out the hard way, but if you say, hey, I got something going on here, Lord, I repent for that. And then repent means you change your ways. I mean, we all have things. We all carry our cross daily. And, you know, we hear people said, well, you've already got the mind of Christ. Yes, we do. But when we figure out that when we have things wrong, we understand that we need to live in the Spirit. We need to do that stuff. If we're living in sin, we're living in the old man. We're not living in the new man. We ain't living and who God created us. We're living in the old, dead, sinful selves that died when we got saved and got baptized. We're falling back into that man. We need to repent. Jesus paid for that. You don't have to go and sacrifice a lamb anymore. All thing you have to do is hand this to Jesus. He's not going to judge you. He's going to receive that from you to give you freedom. But as long as you keep sinning and going on, you're building this great big old bucket of stuff over your head for God. The Lord has to deal with you. He wants to destroy the old you. He wants you to look like him. But if you're walking around and say, I'm saved, and going to bars, going to strip clubs, and having affairs, and doing all type of weird stuff, and try to glorify that, you're not acting like Christ. You're acting like hell. Thank you, Jacob.
Well, there's a scripture. I've been thinking of this scripture since we started. I think it's in Romans chapter 6. It says, shall we continue to sin, you know, continue in sin, and even though we have the grace of God, and Paul said, God, you know, God forbid. And then there's another scripture that talks about frustrating the grace of God. Well, the way to frustrate the grace of God is to keep going back and doing the same thing over and expecting a different result. That's the actual definition of insanity. But purging yourself, and, you know, if you pray in the Spirit, I'm just going to make it simple. If you pray in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit's job is to lead you and guide you into all truth. That's one of his many jobs. And if you pray in the Spirit and you think and you sense that there's something wrong in you, you know, then God, through praying in the Spirit, God can reveal that to you, and you can start to work on it, but you really can't do it even in your own willpower. Every time I've ever had an issue that I needed to overcome, I've always asked God to give me the strength to get over or whatever I need to do, but we can't even do it. God can reveal it, but we can't even do it in our own willpower. We have to have the help of the Holy Spirit. He's the one that's supposed to lead us and to guide us into all truth. And so if you pray in tongues and you know there's something going on in your life that don't need to be there, pray in tongues and let God reveal to you exactly what it is and exactly how to get rid of it. He wants to do that. It's not like he's just stringing you along waiting for you to figure it out. He will tell you. That's the reason he sent the Spirit.
Yeah, I'm going to go into 1 Corinthians. Let's see. Okay. I'm going to go into 1 Corinthians 5, verse 9. It says, I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexually immoral people, yet I certainly did not mean the sexually immoral people of this world or with covetousness or adulterers. Since then, you would need to go out of the world. But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral or covetous or an adulterer or reviler or a drunkard, not to even to eat with such a person. For what have I to do with judging those also who are outside? Do you not judge those who are inside? But those who are outside, God judges. Therefore, put away from yourselves the evil person. He says, God judges the sinners. We don't judge the sinners. We don't point fingers at people that's not saved, but we point at ourselves. Think about that, man.
That is a great scripture. You know what? I actually forgot about that scripture. But, yep. You know, because I used to really know that. But you know what? You brought it back to my memory. He's talking about God. When he talks about God judging the sinners or God judging those on the outside, the Holy Spirit is the one who does the convicting.
Yep.
Because it says that he said, how can a man be saved unless he's drawn by the Holy Spirit? Well,
yep.
The conviction is the drawing, and the judgment on the inside of the church is that righteous judgment I mentioned from Isaiah 9 earlier. Jesus judged righteous, which means everything he did was with a right motive and a right judgment. And even the Bible says to do good to all men, even to those that are the household of faith. Scripture kind of fits that. Well, if you're going to do good to the men of the household of faith, we all have to hold each other accountable for what we're doing.
Amen.
And that's the judgment on the inside, is to hold each other accountable for what we're doing. We all have to be there to lift each other up. We can't put a person down in the church. If you want them to leave, you can, but we can't put them down. We have to speak the truth in love and say, listen, this is what the scripture says about this, and we're not supposed to be doing this.
Yeah, then you have these people like, you're judging me. You don't judge nobody. You're judging me. Yeah, I don't judge the people, sinners out there, no. But I'm looking at you, seeing that you're living in sin. I'm not going to hang with you because you're going to rub off on me, kind of like, bad perfume or something. And that, you know, it, like it was talking about a while ago, a love unleavened bread, it will actually pervert the whole leavened bread and make all of it bad. So you don't want to go around and pick up the habits of that person. So you want to pray for him, say, hey, brother, you got some issues. I'm going to pray for you, brother, but, you know, you need to get that straightened out. You're not living like Christ. You're living away from Christ. And really, you know, you have the Holy Spirit that convicts you, but if you have actually messed up the conviction in yourself and you don't even know whether you're doing bad or good, you're actually getting ready to be set loose to yourself. He's going to turn you over to yourself and let you have your way, and then he's going to let, like it says in the word a while ago, he's going to let Satan take you for a loop. He's going to roll you down a hill a couple of times in your sin, and you're going to look up and say, man, I had it so good when I was in the church and I didn't have all these problems, but now, you know, maybe somebody was in drugs and they got out of drugs and they're doing better now, and all of a sudden the old drug buddy starts popping up here and there. And, you know, they say, no, I don't want to be around you. And then all of a sudden, yeah, Johnny's all right. I'm going to talk to him. He's stealing drugs, right? Before you know it, he's at Johnny's house, and Johnny says, won't you just smoke a little bit of this? No, I don't do that anymore. I'm a Christian. Nobody know. And then over a couple of times, you end up doing that. Before you know it, you're back on drugs again because your addiction's kicked up. Before you know it, you're going out making deals and stuff too. And you're supposed to be a Christian, right? Because you was hanging around with sinners. You didn't try to get them saved. You became one of them because you kept hanging around with those folks. You're supposed to hang around with like-minded people. Yes, save the unsaved. Bring them into the fold. Help them, but don't go into their fold, you know. I had a friend of mine that he started getting straightened out and stuff, and then he started going finding people. See, he wasn't fully healed. He wasn't fully set free. He just got brought to the Lord. He thought he's going to go back to all the addicts and do it. He ended up going back and being addicted again because he wasn't ready to go out to the people like he was. He just got pulled right back in. That's why when you get saved, you go to the body of Christ and let them pour into you the word of God, pour into you. You're not filled up enough to deal with the world. You've got to get help and delivered yourself completely before you can deal with the world, because the world will try to pull you in. The devil wants you back. Trust me, the devil wants you back. He don't want you to be set free. Well, he does. He tries to think that you're Superman and you're going to go and do all this stuff, but you're not ready yet. You're not ready yet. And then he's going to try to pull you back in. First of all, get filled with the Holy Spirit, get delivered, set free, renew your mind in the word of God, and then you're ready. But until that's happen, you can't deal with that other side. You can't deal with the world until you're fixed yourself. What do you think, Jacob?
Well, part of that goes back to that scripture I was talking about, dude. Do good to all men, except especially to those that are the household of faith. Wonder why it says do good especially to those who are the household of faith. Those are the people that are like-minded. And if we do good to the household of faith, it'll be a testimony to those that are the rest of the all men. And when it says, even Jesus hung out with his 12. He had to go out and minister and preach the gospel. But he didn't spend all of his time doing that. He had 12 people that he was training that he spent time with too, and he spent time by himself. Jesus didn't spend all of his time ministering to people. He had to pull away from the crowd and hang out with people that he was trying to minister to, that he had chosen to walk with him. And it's kind of like what you were talking about. The Bible says don't even eat with an immoral person. Well, yeah. That relates to Jesus. Jesus didn't hang out with sinners. It says he was a friend to the sinner, but he didn't hang out with sinners on a 24-hour-a-day basis.
Yeah, he went in the bar to pray for people, but he didn't sit in there and drink three beers and, amen. He didn't do that, right? And a lot of people say, yeah, he went amongst the sinners. He did for a time for, talking to them, but he didn't live in there with them. He stayed with ordinary men. Yeah, he did, with ordinary people, but he didn't go to the depths and stay there all the time and waddle around with them. If you read the Word of God, he always goes to himself. He'd always go to the woods. He'd always go here. He'd always go there. And he would always spend time with the Father. And then he would talk. The most time he hung out with his group, with his disciples, that's the ones that he hung out with, because he was pouring into them, trying to reflect himself in them, where they are able to go out and disciple other folks. The more he poured into them, the better that they would actually be. He would stay with the disciples all the time. That's just basically what he did. But when he went out to minister, he would actually go out to maybe the bars. Maybe he would go to the slums. He would minister there, but then he would leave those slums. He would leave those places. He wouldn't stay there and live there. He didn't do that. And a lot of people get Jesus wrong when it comes to that. He said, well, he stayed with them. No, he didn't. If you read in the Word of God, it talks about he goes out into the garden. He goes out into the valley. And talks to his disciples. He didn't stay in the slums of those folks. He actually prayed for them. He hung out with them. He got them to God. And he revealed what the Torah said, because as you know, he was walking in the Old Testament that time. He didn't die for our sins yet. He was still walking in the law, like we was talking about last week. And but anyway, he was guiding everybody and letting people know who he was. He was revealing, you know, the Holy Spirit through him, revealing that he was the Son of God through him. So sooner or later that they would wake up and, you know, hey, that's the Son of God. I mean, you know, like they said in the Word of God, who else would do as many miracles as what Jesus did? Praise God. And right now, I'm just really hoping, you know, really knowing that, you know, the Holy Spirit is touching people as they listen to this broadcast. God is touching you. He's bringing healing and deliverance. I just released the Holy Spirit to bring healing and deliverance to everybody that's listening right now. I'm just feeling the power of God right now in my legs. I'm feeling the power of God right here in my arms. I know that he's touching somebody right now. There's healing coming upon a left knee right now. It's healing coming upon I think it's the hip. Somebody's hip is getting healed right now. I don't know where you are, whether you're on Roku, where you are, but YouTube, Periscope, all the different places. I know Jacob asked me today, what's things looking like? I said, I don't really know. I can't really go to Periscope anymore, and I can't really check out things. So I'm just letting God use this broadcast for what it needs to be used. So, you know, right
speaking
now, wherever you're...
Speaking of the person with the hip...
Go ahead.
I just talked to a lady on Facebook the other day who back in 2019, I think it was 2019, early 2020, I prayed for her son who was having seizures all the time. Well, he had one seizure in 14 months after I prayed for him. I mean, he went from 3 seizures a day to 1 in 14 months. And I checked back with her again here recently, and he was in a restaurant having hot chocolate, and he was eating something, and she said he was well. And
praise God.
But she told me that he was fixing to have surgery on his hip.
Man.
And so that might be the person that you're talking to. His name is Isaac.
Amen. And when we're talking about convicting, we're not talking about, you know, a demonic judging where you always hear that voice in there talking to you and say, you're bad and you're suck and all that stuff. We're not talking about that type of judgment. That's more of a demonic judgment that the devil is judging you. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about you just sitting back and refraining, you know, reframing everything that you're doing, and you feel a pull in your heart. I just want people to understand the judgment. We are not talking about a demonic judgment where the devil is the convictor of the brethren, and you just feel this thing judging you all the time. We're not talking about that type of judgment. I just want to get that clear here, not a demonic judgment, but where when you're doing things, you're like, I need to change what I'm doing. I need to change how I talk. I need to change how I treat people. I need to change that type of judgment, not the demonic judgment where you're constantly judging yourself all the time and there's a demon in you is telling you all these. I'm not talking about that. I hope this show will actually deliver you from that. But I'm talking about where you're checking your sins, that you're not just going through and doing all the sins you can just because you got the glory of God. I'm talking about when you fall into sin and you're not recognizing what you're doing. Everybody else around you sees it, but you don't see it, and you're not listening. That's what we're talking about. We ain't talking about, you know, somebody that has, you know, maybe a depression or anxiety. That's not of God. That's the enemy speaking into you. We're talking about, you know, when you examine yourself. When you examine yourself, it's ever so often you're just, hey, what do I need to do? You sit down and examine yourself. What do you think about it, Jacob?
We need to make a habit of that. We need to make a habit of, you know, this reminds me of the DHT. We were talking about that before we got on the air.
Yeah, we
and
were.
And there's 16 fundamentals to the DHT. 16 divine healing secrets from John Lake. One of those divine healing secrets is get clean and stay clean, and they're not really secrets. That's just what they call them. But one of those is get clean and stay clean, and that's the one ever, to me, that's the one maybe people have the hardest time with. You know, I mean, everybody has their secret pet sins, and you don't have to go tell everybody what you're doing. really, you should just be, it should be between you and God, because God is the one that's going to help you get rid of it.
Yes.
Chances are, if you go tell somebody, unless they're really your friend and you've known them a long time and they're close to you, chances are, if you just go tell somebody what you're doing, that, you know, they'll probably scold you for it. But here's the deal. It reminds me of get clean and stay clean. We need to examine our, we need to make that a habit. Maybe not a daily habit, but we need to make it a habit, especially as a minister of the gospel. We need to make purging a lifestyle, and constantly do that, because the Bible talks about living holy. See, that's what Stan, when he came up with this topic, this goes all the way back to living holy. And holy, I was telling somebody today, holiness just means living right and doing the right thing.
Praise
that's
God.
The simple definition. If we just do that, we won't have to worry about the purging, but until we get there, the purging is necessary.
Hey, man, we got a caller, man. He wants to come in and talk about some of this, brother.
All right, well, we'll be glad to hear it.
Okay. Try to get him in here. Here's Craig. How you doing, Craig?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Talking about an awesome topic today. What do you think about it, brother?
You know what? I really enjoyed the topic. You know, it caught my eye, and I thought, wow, that what a beautiful place to be, you know, when you're examining yourself. You're doing a self-confrontation with yourself in light of truth, and I think that's a wonderful place to be.
And what I was saying was, we're not talking about a demonic thing where you're always blaming yourself, not that, but just sitting back and saying, can I change how I live my life? Can I change how I do this? You know, that's very rare.
Absolutely.
For people nowadays.
It takes a little practice, but I think we can get the message across, and people can start taking advantage of their opportunities. I think we can do this fairly quickly. I mean, if you got good listeners out there, I guess it could happen fast.
Yes. Yes, it's you know, a lot of people, I see a lot of ministers that they don't do that. There's some people who thinks they're higher than thee, and they don't want to, they don't do that. But, you know, I really believe, even as a minister, even myself, I get convicted, man. I'm just like anybody else. We all make mistakes. Even Paul made mistakes in the Word of God. He talks about, you know, things that he convicted his own self and went to the Lord and repented for things. And the thing of it is, if you feel convicted, that's good. And I'm not talking about a demonic conviction that you're always blaming yourself. That's not what we're talking about here at all. If you are doing that, you need deliverance. But I'm talking about when you're saying, hey, I need to change myself. You need to repent. Repent, as I said before, is renewing your mind. You're saying, I'm not going to do this. No. And if you do that, it really help you out. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, of course, you know, I would have to agree with that, but I have to go a little deeper than that, because there's a lot of depth to the Word of God, and that's His love, and His love is boundless and immeasurable, so we have to be aware that we are able to go deeper and deeper. The fact that the fact that the Word of God changes what we think, what we say, and what we do, because we're in a covenant relationship with the Spirit.
Amen.
If you're in a covenant relationship with the Spirit of God, then that means that you're eating. And what are you eating? You're eating what God says. And
Amen.
If you can hear God, then you can see what God is saying about what happened in the first century when there was time. Because God is going to teach you, when there was time, this is what happened. This is what Christ in you did on the cross. Now, if you were in the first century, then you would be looking forward to the cross. But since we're in the 21st century, we're looking back because of Christ in us, looking back what Christ did when there was time. You understand that, right?
Praise God. And
man, I really for one appreciate everything you said, dude. I'm just taking the juice out of all that, dude, and drinking it. I really appreciate that.
Well, I'm just going to leave it right there because I know how people are. You know, you get a little bit of something good like that, and there's a lot more in there for you.
Yeah.
You just go ahead and stay in the Word, and God will give it to you. I had to do the same thing, and I can't do it for you. All you can do is just stay in there, and just you heard something that was valuable, and that's a nugget. And that's just because God is good to us, and we know this.
Yeah, amen. And renewing the mind in the Word of God is where all that happens, because most of the time these people that's doing all this crazy stuff, they're saying they're brothers and sisters, and they're doing all this crazy stuff. There's no renewing of the mind going on.
Well, no, of course, you know. But look at what did God say to Adam? He said to Adam, he says, "You didn't listen to me. You listened to the woman," and that was the problem. It wasn't the woman. It was the fact that he didn't listen to God.
Amen.
You see, and that's a problem for people. But remember Christ. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, the Spirit, that's Christ. Christ went all the way to the New Covenant, the New Testament, and then he came down from heaven. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 19 says, "I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass." He was speaking to Israel because Israel had pride that was lifted up into the heavenly realm. And that's why God was going to, that's why there was going to be a new heaven and new earth. It wasn't Israel's, what their pride was lifted up. That was their pride. God was speaking to them, not you, but to them. And so we get to sit back and learn from the Spirit what happened in the first century.
Praise God. Where are you listening from?
I agree with that completely. I actually, I don't know, man. I don't know your name or who you are, bro, but you got some wisdom about you.
Well, I'm an evangelist. I'm a eschatology master.
Praise God.
And also, you know, a child of living God. And this is what God's children do. We break bread with people.
Amen. Where are you listening? Where do you find this broadcast on?
You know, I was just kind of going through here because I kind of got a little bit of a problem with this, you know, corona thing going on, and I'm still a little bit apprehensive of going out and mingling. I was just here just kind of like looking on the internet, and I thought that you guys had some interesting things going on, and I thought maybe I'd be able to participate, and right. I was blessed to be able to do so, so I'm very excited.
You want me to pray for you, brother?
I got a question for you, man. I got a question real quick. You can find me on Facebook. My name is Jacob Phillips. I'm not quite at my friend's limit, but you said you were an eschatology major. I have a friend that's a pastor in Arkansas that is also like a Bible interpretation teacher, and I would love to hear, you know, and connect with you and hear some of what you have to say about it.
Well, you know, my number shows up.
As far as the scriptures.
Yeah, my number shows up. That's the only contact that I have to me is that phone number there. And if you want to call me regarding what you said, I would be willing to speak to just, you know, I'd be willing to do what I'm doing right now. No worries.
Amen.
Yeah, that's fine. Because I'm not in this to bring any attention to myself, like I got all this stuff set up. I don't. I wanted to share, and I think that's what I got to do. So I
want to pray for you real quick, brother, before you leave, if that's all okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Sure.
Hey, Father God, right now, what's your name again?
My name is Craig.
Craig, right now in Jesus' name, I just come against the spirits on Craig right now in Jesus' name, Lord. You know who he is. And right now I just come against the spirit of fear. I bind the spirit of fear that's holding this thing in him. I bind his spirit of fear, and I come against the spirit of coronavirus. I bind his spirit of fear and the spirit of coronavirus, and I command this thing to come out of his lungs, to break loose off of his body and off of his mind right now in Jesus' name. I command this stuff to come out of his lungs. You leave now in Jesus' name. I remove all the armor off his spirit of coronavirus, and I command this thing to go right now in Jesus' name, to break loose out of his body, break loose off of him now in Jesus' name. I command it to leave his lungs. I command the fever to leave. I command all that to break loose now in Jesus' name. I just thank you, Lord, for bringing healing and deliverance to this brother right now in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Craig, for calling in.
Well, thank you. I don't have a fever, though. I mean, I don't.
That's good.
I don't have a fever. And you know what? I'm listening. And the thing about it is that when you get illuminated with Christ, right?
Amen.
Okay, that means that you can see spiritually speaking. Whereas before, if you were to study the book of Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes talks about everything done under the flesh without the spirit. And so that's all vanity. But what's new under the sun today is that it's Christ in you, which is brighter than everything, because everything becomes holy under Christ in you. And since that's true, then there's nothing that could be against you. That means that you have complete 100% freedom, which means you have liberty in Christ to be who you are, and you can be anything you want to be in Christ. And nothing can change that, because God gives you a gift that keeps on giving. Nobody can do anything about it. That's what God does.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Craig. And I didn't know whether you had – I didn't really sense that or anything, but I'm just praying for it anyway, because, you know, people that has that does come out. But anyway,
yes,
I thought – Yes, so I just prayed
careful.
Over that.
I'm being careful.
Amen. The Lord's bringing healing to you. It's coming quick. And, you know, thank you so much for calling into the station here.
Yes, sir. And God is good all the time, not just when you think about it or when you feel like it, but all the time. And you can praise God. When you praise God for his goodness, that blesses him and gives him his glory. That's his position.
Amen.
If you want to do it, go ahead. If you don't, you'll learn.
Amen.
Praise God all
and praise
the time.
You.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, and you have a blessed day, Craig.
Amen. All of God's blessings end with an amen, so praise God.
Amen. Have a blessed day. That was awesome, Jacob.
It really was, dude. I got a lot out of that guy talking.
Amen. We're going to go right into a song, and it's the Lamb of God from Nate Mariachi. Here we go.
Love that song.
Cross you bore, you opened up the door, you did it all for love. And when you stood in my place, at the dawn of healing grace, before I was born, the veil had long been torn, and peace with God was won. Lamb of God, the top of mercy's hill, driven by your Father's will, when all of the cross you hung, a new way has begun. The finished work was done. Yeah. Lamb of God, worthy Son, Lord of all. There is none, no, not one like you, Lord. You humble yourself unto death. You came to serve the least of us, but you've risen from the dead, ascended up to heaven, exalted are you, Lord, your name is exalted.
Worthy, Lord of all.
Song, man. What do you think?
Man, that's one of my favorite songs on that record, dude. I'm telling you, I love that song.
Awesome song. And we got a call in. That was cool. We got a call in talking about what we was preaching about, and that's awesome. And he has some good information.
Yeah, man, you need to send me that guy's phone number after we get done.
I sure will, man. Sure will.
I'm gonna give him a holler.
He sound kind of like Paulie B a little bit. His pastor that I know that is online and a good friend of mine, Paulie B, sound kind of like him. I don't know whether he's undercover or that was really Craig, but anyway, it was all good, wasn't it?
Oh, it was fantastic, man. I'm glad he called in. He hit on some stuff. I'd like to talk to him again.
Amen, amen. I'm going to tell Paulie that he has a brother out there, man. But anyway.
That's funny.
Yeah, but anyway, it was so awesome. And, folks, you can still call for prayer. We didn't know this guy had COVID, man, that he was coming out of COVID. We just, you know, we actually brought him in to talk about our subject. But what was so unique was he was coming out of COVID. And he was just going through the thing there. And he called in into a healing ministries prayer line thing and to pray for him. I don't think he knew that I really believe the Lord wanted us to pray for him, but he used it from him trying to talk to us about what we're preaching about. So we got to pray for him. That was awesome. I really glad that the Lord brought him in where we could pray for the brother. And he was talking about some awesome stuff. And, you know, like he was saying, like we were saying, if you're staying in the Word of God, you're renewing your mind. You're not going to have these issues. I'm not talking about memorizing the Bible. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about getting in the Word and letting it seep into you to listen and understand what it's saying, not just to, just sit there and just read a, you know, hey, I got it. You know, I got it memorized. I had somebody else, a relative of mine said, yeah, are you talking about, memorize? And I said, no, you can memorize anything. That's not really going to help you. That'll help you remember it, but it's not going to get into your soul. What gets into your soul is when you pay attention to it and you listen to it, and you let it seep into your heart as you're doing it, and then that changes you. Like, you get into the stories and you really listen to the story of what's going on with David, what's going on with the Lord as that's going, like a movie. It's like watching a movie, but you're not watching a movie. You're reading the Word like a movie, and it's playing out, and you're paying attention to what all that's going in the Word. Thank you, Jacob.
I agree with that. We just got to keep our mind on the Word, and it's not, well, I mean, Psalm 119:11 says to hide His Word in your heart that you might not sin. And that's what we're talking
Bingo.
About. We're talking about examining. You
right
know,
there,
we're
man.
Talking about examining ourselves. We got, like I said, we need to make that. I mean, even if you don't do it every day, you know, at least take some time out every once in a while to make sure you're clean. You know, you need to be clean.
That's it. I believe we all do. We all need to pay attention to this. You know, just let the Lord check us. And if you want to say a prayer with us right quick, I'm going to say a prayer where this can happen. Just say, Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you to search my heart. Say this, guys. Say this, Jacob. Say, Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Search my heart.
Search my heart.
Anything that's not of you.
Anything that's not of you.
Reveal it to me.
Reveal it to me.
And remove it from me.
And remove it from me.
I also say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Anything in my life.
Anything in my life.
That's not of you.
That's not of you.
I ask you.
I ask you.
To remove that out of my life.
To remove that out of my life.
It might be the wrong people.
It might be the wrong people.
It might be the wrong substance.
It might be the wrong substance.
It might be the. It might be something that I'm listening to. I ask you to remove all of that, anything. I ask you to search my heart, search my life, and remove anything that's not of you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. That's good. If you went through that prayer, the Lord is going to do some awesome things in your life. The Lord is going to do some awesome things in your life. That prayer really does a lot. I've had people to say that prayer, and all of a sudden, old friends disappear. Or something falls away from them that they didn't know that was actually a problem. So just right now, Lord Jesus, I ask you right now to search their hearts, search their minds, search their lives right now, Lord Jesus, just right now. Holy Spirit, I ask you to start removing and cutting the devil's assignments off of them right now. Everything that the devil has put on assignment to destroy them, I ask for that to be removed now in Jesus' name. Everywhere that he's put chains, everywhere that he's put documents in their lives to stop them, I command that those door stops to be removed. I command where those devils are sitting in their future, I command them to be uprooted and pulled out right now for what their destiny is wrote in heaven, for their destiny to play out as Jesus wrote for them. I command that now in Jesus' name, that right now that the Lord goes through their book, their scroll that's written about them in heaven, for everywhere that the enemy has went and tried to manipulate that, I command that to be removed. I command everything that the enemy has tried to steal to be given back to him, and everything that he's put a roadblock, I command those roadblocks to be removed right now in Jesus' name. But right now, just go through them right now. Anything that the enemy, like I said, has put in their life, I command to be removed now in Jesus' name. Amen, and so it is. So it is.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And if anybody out there has not received the Lord Jesus Christ, you can say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Lord Jesus, I hand these sins to you and to the cross. Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for me. And Lord Jesus, I believe that you rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, I ask you to receive me. I ask you to come into my heart, Lord. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. I fall upon your feet, Lord. I fully repent and I fully accept you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, come and live inside of my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just said this prayer to Lord Jesus Christ, has came to live inside of your heart. He accepted you already. He's just waiting for you to accept him. Praise God. Praise God. He cannot come into your life until you accept him. That's how it works. The Holy Spirit's brought you to this broadcast or sowed something to your life for you to him. Praise God. What do you think, Jacob?
I think you're right. They say the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He's not going to bother you. He's not going to push you into doing anything. You're going to have to allow it.
Amen. Amen. Now, the enemy will push you in all type of ways, but the Lord won't. He wants you to allow him to come into your life. And he loves you so much. He wants to reveal that love to you. Praise God. And we're going to get right into a song. It's called Palmetto Street Praise Till the Storm Passes. Here we go.
In the dark of the midnight, have I oft hid my face, while the storm howls above me, and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, pray Christ is Lord, hear my cry, keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Storms come no more. Let me stand in thy presence on that bright, peaceful shore, in that land where the tempest never comes. Lord, may I dwell with thee when the storm passes by. Sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky.
Palomino Street Praise. You can find them on Facebook, and they're out of South Carolina, and they got some awesome music. If you like to check out more out about them, just go to Facebook and look out Palomino Street Praise, and they would be really happy to sing at your church or get you a CD out there. Praise God, that's an awesome song.
Man, that one dude sounded like Elvis Presley.
Yeah, he kind of did. He might be Ken. I don't know.
Man, it was good. But that one dude, I was like, man, that's Elvis Presley,
Yeah, he probably appreciate that. Praise God. But anyway, that was an awesome show tonight, man.
It really was. We had a great call in. That dude's got some knowledge, I'm going to tell you, man. He was probably holding back on some stuff.
Yes, it was awesome stuff. And I appreciate everybody listening. And we're going to pray for everybody here at the end like we always do. And I felt pulled earlier to pray for folks. But we're going to pray for, anybody at this time right now. We're just going to do it right now. Anybody at this time that has any issues with your legs, your stomach or whatever, just put your hand right there where those problems are right now. Just do that right now. Just put your hands right there. And go ahead and pray, Jacob.
Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we just speak to every body part. I'm not going to be exclusive. Father, we just thank you, Father God, that you are the healer. You are our Jehovah Rapha. You are the God that's already healed us. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you've already completed everything. We're not expecting you to move. You've already moved. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, and we speak to bodies and we command them to line up with the word of God. Satan, we command you to take your hands off people's bodies. You're trespassing in the blood. They've already been bought. Whether they know it or not, they're bought by the blood of Jesus. So right now we speak to bodies and we command them to be healed. From the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we just speak to these legs and stomachs. and we say be healed and operate correctly, we speak to the lungs, is something I'm seeing. We speak to lungs in the name of Jesus, and we command the lungs to take air properly, inhale and exhale properly in Jesus' name. We command everything in the lungs to be made completely whole in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for what you've already done. We receive the healing for these people, and we receive healing for ourselves in the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you and we thank you, and we enforce this victory right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you.
Amen. Amen. And as he was saying, just right now, Holy Spirit, just go upon those feet. People's having some type of problem with their feet right now. Holy Spirit, bring healing to feet. Minds, I command clarity in the mind. I command any spirit of confusion to be bound and cast off right now in Jesus' name. Heart conditions, I command a spirit of heart failure, a spirit of heart disease. I bind, rebuke you, command you to leave now in Jesus' name. Go. I speak life into their heart, into their circulatory system. Any blockages? First, the blockages at the root and at the seed. We command that blockage to disappear, to corrode and just fall apart. I command that blockage to be removed right now in Jesus' mighty name. I can't command right now. I don't know whether somebody has something going on in their jaw or lips, something. I just command healing upon that right now in Jesus' name. Any type of skin condition to be healed now in Jesus' name. I command a spirit of blindness to leave. Spirit of death and dumb spirit, I bind and rebuke you. I command you to come off of anybody that's listening. I command you to come up out of their ears, come out of their sight right now, and go now in Jesus' name. I command eyes to be open and ears to be open now. I command that now. Any death and dumb spirit, I bind and rebuke you. I command you to leave and never come back in Jesus' name. Submit to the name of Jesus and go now in Jesus' name and never return in Jesus' name. I just ask the Holy Spirit to touch each and every body that had their hands on their stomach, wherever it is, to bring healing to them now. Thank you. Holy Spirit, go through them, as Jacob said, just right now in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Folks, if you would like to know more about the Healing Light Ministries, go to healinglightministries.org. That's email me. If you have any music that you wrote, the music, and you sing the music, let me know. I'll be more than happy to put this on the Healing Light Radio Show. And if you want to know more, like I said, you can go to healinglightministries.org and go to the website and all that. It's awesome. You can go there and find out a lot more about us. And, we appreciate you for listening to this broadcast. What do you think, Jacob?
Oh, man, we appreciate everybody for listening, and we encourage more people to call in and have a conversation with us.
Praise God. Praise God. And most likely we'll be on here again next Wednesday around 8 o'clock. So it's going to be awesome time of the Lord. And I'm going to come on during the week, too. I'm going to have the music time where you'll be able to hear worship songs and stuff, and you'll be able to hear that, and I'll talk and stuff and preach along with it, too, from time to time. But we are working on the radio show. That's something that's going to happen pretty soon. So we're going to have the radio channel set up where you can listen to broadcast all day long. You'll be able to listen to music, worship music. It's going to be awesome time in the Lord, not only on Roku, but you'll be able to listen to it on your phone also. Praise God. So that's something that I'm trying to set up and try to get that put together. That's something to look forward to. But anyway, it's coming along, and you can go to, if you have Roku TV, you can listen to the radio show. We have broadcasts during the day, and we also broadcast music at night. Sometimes it plays during the day. It just really depends on what the Lord moves me to let play. So I might have a weekend where I just play the radio show, because there's a lot of different folks preaching on there, teaching on there. It's us. There's also music on there, worship, all type of awesome things. Praise God that you can hear on the Roku TV channel. It's not only broadcast, it's also the radio shows. So go check that out. If you got Roku TV, check out the Healing Light channel. It's the Healing Light channel. There is no charge. It's free. Just load it up into your Roku set and start watching. Praise God. And I get to hear some awesome things. If you would like to donate to Healing Light Ministries, you can also go to healinglightministriesnc.org, and you can donate right there, or go to www.paypal.me/forhealing. You could also go there and donate on PayPal. So it's going to be awesome time in the Lord. And we will, and for anything, thank you, Jacob, for coming on here tonight.
Oh, no problem, dude. I'm always here every other Wednesday and every other Thursday.
Praise God. And I will see you guys tomorrow night. God bless y'all. Have a blessed night.
You are listening to
Healing Light Radio Show.
Also, thank you for listening to the Healing Light Radio Show. Check us out on the web at healinglightministriesnc.org, and check us out on Roku TV at Healing Light Channel. God bless you. Have a blessed day.